Wake up, because this is
Wake Up and Go.
So wake me up when it's all over.
With Div and Joe.
I love the morning show.
Woo! They keep it fun in the morning.
All the great songs in one place. Kiss 92.
All right, guys. So how was your weekend?
It was good. So I played a board game with some friends and I had dinner with my sister.
I see. What was the board game?
Oh, okay. It was Battle for Hogwarts.
I see. And who were your friends?
What is this? The Inquisition?
I don't know. It just sounds like Joe made something up.
And what did you do?
I got married. Hey, we'll talk about all of that in just a bit. You keep it locked in the meantime to Kiss 92.
All the great songs in one place. Kiss 92.
Wake up and go with Div and Joe. It's National Fried Rice Day.
Yeah, and it's the weirdest thing because you know which nation we're talking about?
Which nation?
The United States. Like, what on earth? What would Uncle Roger, the fried rice connoisseur, have to say about that?
He'd have a lot to say. But, you know, fried rice is just one of those wonderful dishes.
It is. It's so good. You can use leftover rice, leftover meat, leftover everything.
Yeah, I feel like you have a version of fried rice in almost any culture in the world.
Yeah, in almost every family, they've got their different recipes.
Yeah, so what is your favorite type of fried rice?
What do I have in the fridge today? That's my favorite.
Really?
Fried rice.
So you'll just chuck everything in into the wok and then just go.
And just put a lot of soy sauce, lots of egg, and it's just delicious.
Actually, extra egg is my thing in fried rice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just love fried rice with more egg. Mm. What about you, Celeste?
Top of mind, Din Tai Fung's fried rice with pork chop.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. Really good. ISES fried rice.
That is something to behold. Irene, what about yourself?
I'm the Japanese kind of fried rice. I mean, I like that because they'll put crab meat and fish roll on it, and I can put a bit of wasabi. Ooh.
Yeah. There's a great joint, I think, in the basement of Great Wall City where you can find some Japanese fried rice. It's very nice.
I really like how, you know, it's the epitome of non-wastefulness, right?
Yeah.
It's often chicken as well as egg in fried rice. So it's like, let's kill the whole family. It's fine.
Oh my gosh. It's so dark.
So grim. Happy Monday.
Yeah, I guess.
Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place.
Top of the morning, wake up and go with Div and Joe. And boy, oh boy, did we have a crazy weekend.
Yes, we are done.
I got married and apparently still not done yet because it's part two of three for me.
You know, I feel that getting married during this time, it's like sort of hitting checkpoints in a video game.
No, it really is, right? I feel like you, as a collective culture, people are kind of like, you're finally here. Right?
It is true, but of course there's also the boss fights that you have to get through during this time.
Oh,
you know,
man.
This number of infections, that number of infections. But you know what? I believe in you, Divian.
Oh, thank you, Joe. And of course, you know, Joe's going to be coming for the main wedding as well, the lunch wedding. That's going to be happening in 2 weeks' time. But you know, as we go along the show, I'll tell you about some interesting things that happened on my temple wedding day over the weekend.
But you know what? Speaking of love, we also have a great segment, which is Seal It With A Kiss.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up for you in just a bit. So if you can, WhatsApp us at 88550920 if you want to dedicate it to somebody special.
Let's go. My favorite station.
Turn it up loud.
All the great songs in one place. Kiss 92.
Five for fighting something about you. That's what I was thinking about Rach, you know, all weekend.
Aww.
She looks so beautiful, you know, with the whole getup on and all the ornate jewelry and the sari that she was wearing. And if you just tuned in, by the way, wake up and go with Div and Joe. You know, I had the temple wedding.
Yeah.
On Saturday. And it was so much for me to share with you guys as we go along the show. But something incredible happened after the wedding.
Okay.
Maybe I'll start with that, right? So we'll go non-linear reverse.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Lexus lent us the LC500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we parked it in front of the temple. And, you know, because the temple was in a bit of an industrial area, right? So there were a lot of people working, some factory workers as well walking by. And they were all taking pictures of the car.
Oh, that's great.
And they were also writing down the number on the number plate.
Right.
Okay, so 6868. Because, you know, some of them will go and... Yeah, right? They will go and try their luck out. Let's put it that way. You know, some of my relatives and my uncle as well, they also took the car number down, 6868, right? Later in the evening, 8686 came out as first prize.
Oh, what?
So a whole bunch of my relatives who had, you know, got a variation and a combination of that number got first prize.
You know what? You earn those ang paos, man.
I know.
Did you get any cut of it though?
No, so I got messages saying like, you got second ang pao coming.
Oh!
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That is crazy. What a coincidence.
I love it. Thank you for sharing the luck with the people you love.
The funny thing was when when I showed my mom the Insta story of your car, she asked for your car plate too. You and see? All I saw was just married. So I was like, sorry, mom. Well, if you had told me, Divian, my mom would have gotten a cut too.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, yeah, well that happened. And it was incredible. But it was one of the many incredible things that happened during the day as well.
Aww.
Yeah. So we'll come back, to that. Also, if you've got, something special to celebrate, even if it's a wedding, anniversary, birthday, or somebody, you just want to shout out to.
That's right. We've got this special segment called Seal It With a Kiss. And of course, we've got great prizes coming up from Fido Singapore. So feel free to give us a call.
Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place.
We got the bass thumping in the studio, the Black Eyed Peas. Shut up on Kiss 92. Wake Up and Go with Dev and Joe. And hope you had a wonderful weekend. Joe, you also had quite an exciting weekend, right?
I did. I feel like I gave you all the good luck.
Oh,
and
no.
I sort of tanked all the bad luck for you.
Why,
Okay, so you know how cookies, right, they can range in price from like really cheap to really expensive?
Yes.
Basically, my dog ate $900 cookies because she guzzled down a bag of chocolate cookies that was left in my bag. And it's poisonous to dogs. So essentially, she had a bit of a staycation at Companion Veterinary Surgery.
Oh, no! Wait, okay. So again, the premise of this is that, chocolate is poisonous to dogs.
Yes.
How did she get access to the cookies?
Well, she did not. I mean, it was in my bag.
Yeah.
Somehow she managed to tear my bag open and then tear the bag open that was in my bag.
Oh no. She's the Albert Einstein of dogs.
She
but for
is.
Food.
She's the MacGyver of dogs, but in a really stupid way.
So she got the cookies, she ingested them, and then you guys found out because she was kind of like
she
reacting
threw up
to it.
Oh, on the floor, yeah. And then we were like, okay, this is
something
an unusual
wrong, yeah.
color of throw up. And then, she was just really high. Like, she was like on this caffeine high, which is apparently how dogs react to chocolate poisoning.
I see. It's like too much caffeine, so they get pretty buzzy. And
she couldn't focus on any
restless.
Of us. She was running around.
Dear.
She had this massive dog smile that could mean that either she's very happy or she's in pain. So we weren't sure, but we took her to the vet, and then the dog was like, the vet was like, okay, this is what happened.
Yeah.
That will be $850, please.
Right. But now she's fine.
She's fine. She had her stomach pumped,
Oh, dear.
She had a bit of a literal detox retreat at the veterinary, good grief. It's too early. At the veterinary surgery. And now she's been detoxed and she's very zen. I think she's mostly tired.
Okay. Well, I guess, we're just glad that she's okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess, in a way, the vet service was definitely worth every cent.
It was worth it. But you know what? You should really have given me that car plate number.
Wake me up before you go, go. Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe.
I love it.
Can't get enough.
It's my favorite show
on Kiss 92.
Top of the morning, Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. Coming up in just a bit, we got Seal It With a Kiss.
That's right. We've also got What the Fact if you want to find out some fun information for your day.
And it's got to do with, how we are genetically predisposed to being lazy.
I knew there was a reason.
All that in just a bit. Keep it locked in to Kiss 92.
All the great songs in one place.
Can we roll that, please?
Kiss 92.
Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. It's time for...
What the fact?
So if you ever feel like, you're just a complete failure because you feel lazy all the time...
Stop attacking me.
How rude.
According to this medical journal, guys, you're just well evolved.
I knew it.
So, according to this study, what they found out was there is a law of conservation, right, that is enacted through the evolution of our biological traits because our ancestors were always trying to conserve energy. Right? So, for example, when you feel the urge to rest or space out or not do anything, your body's trying to stay in this state of suspended animation so it is as sustainable as possible.
Right.
For as long as possible.
So I'm not lazy, I'm just sustainable.
Exactly. And this was a trait that came out and about because food was scarce a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you see animals as well, right? Most of the time, they're just lazing.
Right.
They're just lying down and they're waiting to pounce and catch something.
What if in my house food is not scarce? what if I'm constantly eating it all the time?
Right.
Does that make me evolved?
I guess you should be very active then. You should be bouncing off the walls all the time.
Okay.
No? Not happening? No. I don't know. What the fact?
Wake up and go with Div and Joe. Kiss 92.
Wake up and go with Div and Joe. It's time for...
Seal it with a...
And on the line this morning, we've got Syed. Good morning, Syed.
Good morning to you, Div and Joe.
Woo! You're bright and, you know, just a ball of sunshine on a Monday morning. Okay, so you just dropped your wife off at work, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, no problem at all. We're going to save this recording and send it to you so you can play it for her.
That's right. And of course, you said that both you and your wife are teachers, right? So you're on your way to work now as well.
Yeah, I just parked the car, actually.
Okay, incredible. So both of you, noble professions.
Yes.
Right? It's absolutely incredible to be educators as well. What would you like to say to your wife on national radio?
It's been, I think, about 25 years since I've known her.
Wow.
And I remember, because she just had a birthday on Monday.
Oh, happy
birthday. Last Monday. Yeah, and I remember 25 years ago, I sang for her a song at the canteen of National Institute of Education.
Right.
That's incredible. What song did you sing?
For her birthday, it was Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, I'm not sure we have that song in our system. We can try to check for you.
Her favorite song is Hotel California anyway.
That one we have.
That one we do have. Just a question. So this many years later, do you still love her just the way she is?
Well, I love her more, actually.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Okay, so for right now, you've already picked the song Hotel California for your wonderful wife. And what's the name again?
Siti Normali.
Siti. Okay, so right now, we're going to ask you to give her a big fat kiss on national radio. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yay!
That was incredibly strong. We're going to hook you up with this as well, both you and Siti.
It's a gift set from Phyto Singapore worth over $110, and they use more than 500 botanical ingredients in their formulas because teachers always tear their hair up. So hang in there.
Congratulations, Syed and Siti.
Thank you. Fabulous. Bye.
Wake up and go. With Div and Joe. All the great songs in one place. Kiss 92.
Wake up and go with Div and Joe. And this is crazy interesting, right? We just found out that there's technology out there that can identify our emotions, our personality, and our sentiments in real time based on only our voice.
Our voices are like fingerprints. We all have distinct ones. And that's why whenever you hear a recorded message saying, this call may be recorded for training and quality control purposes, sometimes they are taking your voice to build a database so that they can profile you, whether you're more tense, what your preferences are, what your background is, and so on.
Why would they want to do this?
Well, okay, so it makes things easier for customer service agents. Yep. For example, if they think that you sound a bit more tense, they may have this protocol out where they say, okay, above a certain number of decibels, I'm going to offer you a discount, or above a certain speed.
I see.
And even Alexa, apparently, it can learn to recognize things like
your
that.
Tone.
Yeah, your tone, and adjust so if you sound frustrated, it can deploy different strategies.
That's crazy. So, for example, if I call Canadian Pizza, can I just make my order now? You don't get 2 for 1, you get 4 for 1!
Yeah, I mean, like, right. But that's also scary, right?
Okay.
Because before you even show your face,
people
can decide what kind of person you are. So some people are concerned that how will that factor into job interviews where maybe sometimes you're excluded because, you know, you're just not the type of person we're looking for.
So the technology could be like, I call in and I go like, hello, can I be a radio DJ? And then the text like, cannot.
I think we should give you a chance.
Check it out.
All the great songs in one place. Kiss 92.
So that's the chorus, Runaway on Kiss 92. Wake up and go with Div and Joe. Thanks so much for keeping us company and, you know, all the best for, you know, wonderful Monday, you know, new week ahead as well.
That's right. And a new married life for you, Divian.
Yes. So, okay, I got, you know, married the ceremonial temple wedding 2 years after the ROM date, right?
That's great.
And we did it on the 18th of September, which, by the way, as the temple recommended, was a very, very, very auspicious date.
Wow. So is it like auspicious across countries? cultures, because you know in Chinese, right?
Yeah.
Jiu, which is like the ninth month, September, yeah, means like longevity.
Sounds like long, yes, yes.
Yeah, and like 18th is it can sound a bit like in Hokkien, like yipei, which is like
lifetime.
Jipui, which is like a lifetime. Yeah.
I see. So I understand why everyone thought it was an auspicious date, you know, in the Chinese culture.
Uh-huh.
But even on the Indian side, it was still a very auspicious date.
Oh, why? Mm.
I don't know. I actually, I mean, it's based in some astrology or stuff like that. But overall, it was so crazy because it felt like all of Singapore was getting married at the same time.
Okay.
We got to the temple, right? Get this, at about 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way, we passed by at least 7 or 8 wedding cars.
Wow.
Yeah. And people of different races.
But how did you set your wedding car apart?
Oh.
Your Lexus with the custom nameplate that said just married.
I gotta tell you guys, like I don't care what car brand you drive, right? But Lexus, their customer service is different level, right? So we just wanted to loan the car for the wedding, you know, for the photo shoot.
Yeah.
When we went to collect it, they presented us with a hotel staycation to Raffles Hotel.
Oh my gosh.
Courtyard suite some more.
What?
And then they made a customized license plate.
Right.
Right? That read, what did it read?
Just married.
Oh, yeah.
Divian and Rachel.
Just married Divian and Rachel.
I mean, except that it was 2 years ago, but okay, sure.
I know. So that's crazy. And then we rolled up to the temple and it was just so much fun. It was good to see like relatives from both sides. And so there were Chinese people, Indian people, you know, some of my Malay neighbors as well. And it was so Singapore.
That's what we love about living in this country, yeah, I think.
It was so Singapore. So that was an incredible experience. And then Rachel and I had to exchange garlands. Our parents had to exchange garlands.
Right.
But here's the thing, right? Only one relative knew what to do. So there was a lot of like, oh yeah, then you do this. Okay, now you do this. Okay, then you do this. Now you put this here.
So not even your parents?
No.
Too long ago.
No, it was too long ago. But overall, it was a very deeply enriching experience because you feel close to your roots. You feel close to that kind of culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's what weddings do, you know?
It is, and because you got married on September 18th, so this geomancer also says that it's called Sky Happiness Day and Success Day. So you know what? You're going to be a shining star, like super successful star in the sky, dude.
Well, both my wife and I, right?
Yeah.
Yay!
And the LC500.
What's up, I'm Beyonce.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hey, this is your girl Lady Gaga, and you're listening to
Wake Up and Go
with Div and Joe.
All the great songs in one place.
Kiss 92.
Top of the morning, Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to talk about popular street names and how you could possibly rename them.
That's right. We love our street talk here on the show. And of course, we're also giving out a dining experience at Butcher's Block worth $100.
Oh yeah, street cred up for grabs. You give us a call at 669-10-920 in just a bit because we're going to play Best Wrong Answer.
Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. All the great songs in one place.
Every morning, first thing, it's my favorite show.
Kiss 92.
That's the Bangles, Manic Monday. Keeping it going, of course, and thanks for tuning in, of course, to Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. And we just found this article of, you know, very interesting, very unusual street names in Singapore, but I think a lot of people kind of already know them.
That's right. I mean, Singaporean street names can be more unique because we're a mishmash of different languages and cultures, you know, just being the way we are. Like, for example, a lot of street names have Jalan in them, which is Malay for road.
Yeah.
And Dhobi Ghaut, of course, Dhobi Ghaut, what it's now called, it's a mixture of two Hindi words. Dhobi meaning washerman and ghaut for steps along the bank of the river because that's where the washing used to be done.
It's very, very interesting. There's also this name, Jalan Hajijah, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is unusual because in Singapore, apparently 540 road names are named after men.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, Jalan Hajijah, is named after a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we have, you know, things like Orchard Road, Raffles Boulevard,
yeah,
you know, part of our colonial history as well.
And you know what I find interesting about Orchard Road is that no more orchards, you know.
Oh, that's true.
The orchards were there a long time ago, yeah, but that history remains, right? So is it time for an update of our street names?
Yeah, maybe Orchard Road should be where all the high ses atas people now rode.
That's true. Or, you know, like Serangoon Gardens, right? Because actually not a lot of gardens should be called Serangoon Cafes.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, it's mostly cafes.
Yeah, and at Ang Mo Kio, right? Because, you know, it's such a mixture of different types of races and religions. It shouldn't be called Ang Mo Kio.
Uh-huh.
It should be called Uncle and Auntie Kyo, because that's the main demographic. It's a very mature estate.
Yeah, yeah. Woodlands maybe should be called Kingdom of the North.
Oh, yes.
So, hey, KISS fans, if you have a best wrong answer, you know, be as creative or as sarcastic as possible. Take a regular road name, change it, spin it, whatever you want to do with it. WhatsApp to us, 88550920, because up for grabs
is a dining experience at Butcher's Block worth $100. Now, Butcher's Block is an avant-garde wood-fire dining venue. Ooh. And their weekend brunch specialties include smoked salmon, eggs benedict, French toast with salted caramel, croque madame with cheese fondue, and crispy potatoes with seaweed.
That's where all the high ses atas people went. So WhatsApp away. Once again, the number is 88550920.
All the great songs in one place.
Kiss 92.
That's Elton John, Dua Lipa, Cold Heart on KISS 92. Wake up and go with Div and Joe, and keep those funny street name suggestions coming in. We've got a few already.
Yeah.
Up for grabs as well.
It's a special dining experience at Butcher's Block. Dum, 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 dum.
So WhatsApp away, 88550920. Have your way with any of the current street names and see, you know, if you can find a funny way to name them. Okay, the number to text in, of course, is 88550920. By the way, we were talking about The Matrix, you know, just off air.
Yeah, because the new movie is coming out at the end of the year.
So it's going to be quite exciting. The trailer looks amazing on the website as well. But Irene and Celeste have just recently become acquainted with the entire storyline.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I mean, the last time I saw it was like eons ago, right?
So you're rewatching it.
When I'm rewatching it, I realize that a lot of things I'm only finally understanding now that I'm older.
I see.
Yeah, and it's one of those movies that make you question like your reality, like, oh, what if we are all living in a matrix? Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's whether or not this is a simulation, right? And what makes it real?
How old were you when you first watched it, Celeste?
Wow.
The first movie came out when I was 3. I watched it like a few years later, but I was still like, what, about 7?
Oh,
I didn't understand.
Irene, you know, is very tired today because she watched it all the way through midnight.
Yeah, I have a confession.
Okay.
Actually, I've not watched it before. And my biggest takeaway is that Keanu Reeves is so hot when he was younger.
So hot.
Hey, he's still very good looking. He's like a vampire.
I think so. Yeah. I think he looks damn good. He's evergreen.
So, but Irene, you were saying that you didn't really understand the concept behind The Matrix.
Well, there's a lot to take in. Yeah. I mean, from the first to the third installment. And also, I love how they have a lot of rhetorical questions, you know, when they're talking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of like tickles me a little bit. But at the same time, there's a lot of action and a lot of like parallels running at the same time. It's just slightly confusing. I'm like, read the backstory online.
Isn't it annoying? Like, Morpheus is always like Keanu might ask Morpheus, are you really here? He's like, I don't know. Am I? So annoying. Yeah,
that reminds us of our boss sometimes, actually.
Yeah, Bernard. We're talking about Bernard, by the way. But basically, you know, the concept is very interesting because it makes you question whether this reality is real or not. And then also, in a constructed reality, how important the illusion of choice is.
Exactly. Mm. Or even, you know, I think a lot of things have changed now, though, because with new people who are staying home to play games and preferring their sort of virtual world, or even with work from home, right, where we have like virtual meeting rooms and they go like, I don't want to go back to work. You are willingly placing yourself in a matrix. And actually, what's so bad about that? You know it's an illusion, but you prefer to live in that sort of false reality.
Joe is like Cypher.
Yes. Take the blue pill, guys. This steak is delicious.
So, hey, you know, at any point in time, let us know what some of your favorite moments about The Matrix were. You can WhatsApp us at 88550920, and we're going to go back talking about it.
Wake up and go.
They keep it fun in the morning.
With Div and Joe on KISS 92.
Wake up and go with Div and Joe. We're playing a little game of best wrong answer.
Yeah.
For how to rename Singaporean roads.
That's right. Because, you know, Orchard Road, it was named after the orchards that used to be there, but they're no longer there. So Divian suggests they should be called...
Where are all the high ses atas people now?
Road. That's great.
Or Woodlands could be called Kingdom of the North. But whatever it is, you send it in to 88550920. Now, we got this one from Yen Ho, who actually said he had the opportunity to rename the driveway of a road to their building. And this was in the armed forces.
Right.
But because the call sign for his unit was Psycho.
Okay.
Right? So they called it Psychopath.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, it was a suggestion. It didn't go through, though.
Oh, that's too bad. We've been great. Well, Martin has written in to say that Ridley Park should be called Really Tall Park because the houses there are very expensive.
Right.
And he says that 100 Turf Club Road should be renamed 100 Bath Club Road because that's where the horse poo are. You know what? I feel that I want to sort of like upgrade your name a little bit to be more accurate. It should be 100 Turd Club Road, right? Because there's probably about 100 turds there from the horses.
Yeah, it's a bit more accurate. Hey, Kiss fans, keep those suggestions coming in. 8855-0920. What's up for grabs?
It's a dining experience at Butcher's Block worth $100 where you can elevate your brunch experience with a sommelier's selection.
So WhatsApp is right now.
Wake up and go. With Div and Joe. All the hits on Kiss 92. I'm
yours. Oh, Rachel, I am yours. Jason Mraz, Wake Him Go with Div and Joe. I just had my wedding on Saturday, guys.
Yeah, your temple wedding. So 2/3 of you is Rachel's. You still have the lunch wedding to get through.
Exactly. This would have otherwise taken literally a day to do if not for COVID. We would have had the ROM in the morning, the temple wedding straight after, and then the reception in the evening.
Instead, it took 2 years.
Yeah.
That's how you know she's really worth it.
That's right. ROM because we had to get the house and then it was postponed. Mm. So now the temple wedding and the reception are 2 weeks apart as well.
Oh gosh, that's crazy.
Yes. But you know, it was every time we think it is troublesome or, you know, all that trouble, when we get there and we do it right, it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's really, really worth it to celebrate with people you care about, especially when it's such a deeply, you know, religious or an enriching experience.
Yeah, and I know your priest really cared about you guys as well.
Oh, yeah. That's something very quirky and very interesting that happened. So I'm not very religious. This is, you know, part of my parents' tradition.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a priest, right, who would do the blessings and the prayers and get us to exchange the, you know, those beautiful garlands you see in Indian weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did all that. But here's the thing. Through the process, this priest, he was going around and kind of reciting the prayer, mm-hmm. which had to include our name. So the first time he did it, he was like, and, you know, we're going to bless these wonderful people. And his name is, what's your name? And then while instrumentalists are playing, there's all these things going on. Our relatives are crying. He's like, what's your name? Divian. And bless Divian. And what's your wife's name? Rachel. And bless Rachel, blah, 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 blah. And then I kid you not, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes, he goes, yes, 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 and blah, 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 and we're going to what's your name? Divian. And blah, 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 blah. What's your wife's name? And then the second time he asked me, is like, I owed him, I forgot to tell him.
What's your name, called John or Steve.
Yeah, it was really quirky because this happened another, like, 5 to 6 times.
But do you remember the priest's name?
Oh, I didn't know his name at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was priest man. but I guess, you know, because, like Joe said, it was a very, very popular day for weddings, so he probably had a whole queue of
like 189 here, you know? Or some auspicious number to remember.
Hey, if you got a quirky thing that happened during your wedding, mm-hmm. right, or anything, like, very interesting or crazy that happened, kind of add it to the memory, we're going to hook you up with a prize if you can share them with us.
That's right. It's a dining experience at Lenoir worth $100. I mean, you can either go to the one at the shops at Marina Bay Sands or the other one at Clarke Quay.
Oh, so many things to give away today. Okay, 8855-0920. WhatsApp away a quirky thing that happened if you had a wedding or a special occasion.
Wake up and go.
Go, let's go.
They play the best music with Div and Joe on Kiss 92.
Top of the morning. Hope you're doing fine this beautiful Monday. Coming up in just a bit, we've got a great prize up for grabs.
That's right. It's a dining experience at Le Noir where they have a brand new delicious menu.
So the priest at my temple wedding couldn't remember my name or Rachel's name for the life of him. And we're asking you if you have any quirky things that happened during your wedding or any, you know, wonderful celebration. WhatsApp us right away, 8855-0920, and you could win the dining experience at Le Noir.
Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place.
Wake Him Go with Div and Joe. We're having quite a bit of fun, especially with the suggestions coming in from our KISS fans about quirky things that happen during their weddings.
Yeah, so Sharon's got a great one.
Yeah.
She says that hers was almost the same as what Divian shared about the priest forgetting the bride and groom's names, except that in her case, the pastor, being not from Singapore, could not pronounce the ring bearer's name. His name was Guan Kiat. and he called him One Cat. So after that, the poor ring bearer after that event suddenly had a Christian name.
That's quite interesting. But hey, Joe, you also had quite a few quirky things happen during your wedding.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, we really wanted to make it a massive thing. So we had all kinds of things, like my friend backflipping down the aisle before we headed in.
What?
But like the unplanned things, right, was that when we were throwing the bouquet, the person who caught it was Sebastian Tan, the Broadway Bing.
Broadway Bing!
He sort of went, no, this was my one! You got it.
But, that was very interesting.
Can I just say that, Sebastian, I'm sorry it didn't work.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, that's pretty interesting. Hey, we're going to come back, you know, and share more of what our KISS fans have, you know, submitted. But also, we're going to ask Irene if anything quirky happened during her wedding.
KISS 92. All the great songs in one place.
Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. It's time for...
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to the people.
The KISS of life.
And we're giving a wonderful good morning to Matthias. Hi, Matthias.
Good morning, Vivian.
Hey,
good morning, Joe.
Yeah.
Morning.
So thanks so much for writing in, you know, for KISS of Life, where we're, you know, nominating frontliners. So who do you want to nominate today?
I'll nominate my best friend. He's Zulfahan. He's a SMRT station manager. So he's the one which you see inside the office near the tap station.
Oh, I see. That's awesome. And which station does he operate from again?
He's at Toa Payoh station.
Toa Payoh. So if you see Farhan there, you know, KISS fans, you can give him a big hello. Okay. And you mentioned, you know, as you wrote in, you said Farhan is one of the kindest and most sincere people that you know.
Yes. So, you know, whenever we catch up, he will always be telling me about things that he encounter. And we all know Toa Payoh is a mature estate, so there's a lot of senior citizens there.
Yeah.
And he's been helping them a lot. And also there's people with those disabilities and all that. So he's always going out of his way to help.
Aww, we love that. He never hesitates.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you have any examples as to, like, what Farhan has done to help these people?
Actually, there's three very significant ones. One is there's this blind lady. So instead of just helping her out of the station, he actually helped her out of the station to the point where she bought the bus on the way home. So it was out of his premise.
Wow.
Then there's one which happened quite recently, was someone who actually fell after his shift was over, and he attended to the individual immediately while waiting for the SCDF and all to arrive. And that was also in his station, but it's after his shift.
Oh, wow. You know what? He sounds amazing.
Also, why are so many bad things happening in Toa Payoh MRT station?
Yeah, a lot of bad things.
No. We're kidding. Also, you sent us a picture of Farhan. He looks like a wonderful, jovial fella, but I can't see the cape behind his back from the angle that you took it. But in any case, we're going to give him a little gift packed. It's a hamper from SG Together and KISS 92. Thank you so much for nominating Farhan. And thank you, Farhan, for giving us all the KISS of life. Yay!
Thank you. And congratulations, Vivian, for your simple ceremony.
Thank you so much, Matthias. Thank you so much.
KISS 92. All the great songs in one place.
Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe. And thank you so much, KISS fans, for, you know, sharing all the quirky things that have happened during, you know, any moment of celebration, right? So for Abel, something happened quite recently. Actually, about 3 years ago, when he was getting married, during the ceremony, something happened.
Yeah, so basically his wife was supposed to put his ring on his finger.
Right.
But she forgot that it was the finger of the left hand. And, you know, because we're generally right-handed people, your right ring finger tends to be bigger.
Yeah.
So she squished the ring on there. And later on, he couldn't get it off. But he had to get it off because they had to take new photographs so that his finger would be on his left hand instead.
So that happened. I mean, I'm sure that added to the memories, of course. This one from Jennifer is also hilarious. During her wedding ceremony, her pastor said, right, in my 30 years of marriage, I have never once thought about divorcing my wife.
Aww.
But murder, many times. And then there was nervous laughter in the crowd. And I think that counts for a quirky, awkward celebration moment. And you know, so what? Jennifer, we're going to hook you up with this prize.
That's right. It's a dining experience at Le Noir. Congratulations.
Yay, well done. Coming up in just a bit, we got Sean Wee as well coming on in. We'll ask him if he's had any quirky moments in any one of his celebrations. You keep it locked in the meantime to KISS 92.
Wake Up and Go with Div and Joe.
All the hits for right now.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Travis Scott.
They got the fire.
Kiss 92.
Top of the morning. Wake up and go with Div and Joe. And we got Shanwee in the house.
Hello.
Irene actually in her house. You know, she's broadcasting in. So we were talking about, you know, quirky moments that happens, you know, during any one of your major celebrations. And Irene has a story as well.
Well, it's not my wedding, but my friend's wedding, which I attended. So the same usual stuff, you know, we are all waiting for the bride to enter.
Yeah.
With bated breath, sort of romantic music plays. And everyone is just looking at the door.
Yeah.
And guess what? Lo and behold, the page boy comes charging in, wailing. So yeah. All we hear is like a surround sound system of a boy crying like, runs in and out.
I love these moments, you know, because they just really make that kind of moment in memory unique to you.
Yeah, it's right. Human, you know. Weddings are all about celebrating your humanity. So that's what it's about.
What about you, Shan?
You know, I can't think of it real funny, but I remember going to a wedding here in Singapore in Chimes, and the minister, I suppose, was a very sort of well-meaning, but very pious, very religious.
Yep.
And the minister's point of view he's trying to get across was, marriage is hard work.
Right.
But the way he did it was like, oh, there are so many things that can go wrong in a wedding,
oh
in a marriage.
Gosh.
He could cheat on her. He could cheat on him. And he went on and on and on.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. And it was just like a real pessimistic tone for the service. Yeah.
So my pastor, right,
yeah,
who officiated us for our wedding, he was the father of my friend, and he was like, he opened his speech with, "Is there anything more beautiful than sex?"
Oh my God, awkward.
I know.
That's amazing.
And we didn't know whether to go, "Yes, Father," or just kind of go like,
"Wow." What is it with pastors and ministers? Because I attended a wedding once and a minister said, "You know what wife stands for? Worries inherited for eternity."
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a strange, strange thing. But you know what? If it gives you a bit of a laugh, you know, something to remember, I think it's going to be all worth it. So, hey, KISS fans, even though we've given out the prize, we can still share some of your awkward, funny moments as well tomorrow. So WhatsApp away, 8855-0920. We're going to leave you in the good hands of Shanwee. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 10 in the morning. Wake up and go with Div and Joe.
KISS 92. All the great songs in one place.